This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Now, another story. Here on The Informer, we've previously reported on several projects which aim to be part of preventing the unacceptably high rates of suicide and self-harm in LGBTI communities. Today we hear about Black Rainbow, which is a grassroots national community initiative based on a social enterprise model, and it's focused on the social determinants of suicide amongst Indigenous LGBTI people. Ruby and I spoke to Black Rainbow founder Damon Bonson about the organisation's latest work. We have on the line Damien Bonson, who's the founder of Black Rainbow, which is an Indigenous organisation supporting suicide prevention. Damien, we've seen that you have micro-grants of a few hundred dollars, which you are targeting towards your community. Tell us a bit about what the grants are and what they're used for and how people apply for them.
The grants have come from, in a roundabout way, from donations from quite a number of people. Several months ago, there was a Yes We'd Love campaign that was on Twitter. There was a couple of people, Amy Coops and Anthony Baxter, who wanted to do something good in response to the negativity that was coming out of the marriage equality discussion at the time. And so what they did is they started this campaign and they added Black Rainbow to the list of organisations or community-based initiatives that people could donate money to. We received close to $4,500. From that. And it was several weeks ago, I was a judge at the Miss First Nations drag contest up here in Darwin. Mm-hmm. And I was at the finale, and the finalists were up there, and they were asked the question that if they were crowned Miss First Nation, what would they use the platform for? And nearly every single one of them spoke of how they would use this to highlight the risk of suicide in the community and what they would do to prevent that. Because of the money that we had in the bank there, I to the organisers and I said, hey, look, we've got some money here. I want to donate $1,200. So each finalist got $200 each as a sign of recognition and also gratitude for the work that they're already doing. And it was on that moment I knew what we were going to do with the money that had been donated to us. So with that in mind, and also we didn't want to do any sort of promotional material or create any kind of merchandise that had marriage equality on it. So I spoke to my advisory group and I said, look, I've got this idea of getting some T-shirts made up with a couple of slogans on them. My idea was to have the message, you matter, so that people wearing that T-shirt and also with the association with Black Rainbow sent a message out there to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTI community that they mattered. Yeah. The second T-shirt that we've got is Deadly and Proud, and that came from Casey Conway, who's on our advisory group. Mm-hmm. So it's the sale of those T-shirts. And the profits from the sales of those T-shirts, which will go towards supporting the micro grants. Now, the phrasing around contagion of love plays on the phrasing around suicide contagion. And we use love quite a bit in our correspondence with Black Rainbow.
Sorry to interrupt, but do we need to explain what contagion means?
It's actually it's a medical term that has negative connotations about disease spreading. Mm-hmm. It's used within the conversations in suicide prevention in terms of that there is almost a domino effect in some small population groups or isolated regions. Generally within Indigenous populations, it is used around suicide contagion, that if there is one, there's potentially going to be more.
Yeah. So it's changing that very negative stereotype.
Absolutely. And it really is just a play on words. And what I found, I know certainly for myself as an Aboriginal gay person, I know how much love was important to me growing up as a child. And I've written about how it was my mother's love that ultimately really assisted me through a lot of the troubling times that I had in my teenage years and in my early 20s. But also reading through quite a number of articles that come out from the Indigenous LGBTI community, but also in a lot of community spaces, there is this such a high value placed on feeling loved by your family and also by your community.
Yeah.
So Black Rainbow, we've adopted that, and our generic email address is love@blackrainbow.org.au, so that every time somebody wanted to email us, they'd have to use the word love.
Yeah.
So this is just a continuation of that. And so using this term contagion, love, it's quite catchy as well.
Mm.
I think
literally quite catchy, isn't it? With the T-shirt campaign you were mentioning previously, so is that kind of similar to this idea of contagion, in that it's a message that you do want to spread, really. So
absolutely,
just, like,
yes.
Transfer between people.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we've received a couple of donations over the last 24 hours, and it's like, buy a T-shirt, you know, because that's what we really want. We want people to be wearing the T-shirts, and so that's the message out there.
And you're taking quite an innovative approach to doing that. You're taking a social enterprise model rather than what we're most familiar with is someone setting up a registered charity. And you say you do that because the traditional model is too restrictive. Is that right?
Absolutely, but also that the with the fiduciary responsibility that comes with having a charity, the main focus is actually keeping the charity alive, not actually the purpose of the organisation.
Yes,
because I don't want that to become what Black Rainbow does. I want it to what is our number one goal here? Our number one goal here is to be a support for the Indigenous LGBTI community towards the prevention of suicide. That's it. Not actually to be an entity that's like, no, our main goal is actually to keep our doors open. We want our doors to keep open by virtue of the work that we're doing. It comes from a wonderful book that was recommended to me when I was doing the suicide prevention work over in WA. And it's called The End of Charity by a former CEO of the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. His name's Nick Francis. And it really switched on, not necessarily a light for me, but really had me really aligned with my way of thinking around this sort of stuff, because if we've got so many charities in this country, particularly in the mental health and suicide prevention space, and things don't seem to be getting better, we maybe do need a new approach. Now, I may be going down the wrong pathway with this, but we've got to try some new stuff, and this is what we're going to do.
So we need some fresh thinking. People can apply for these micro grants through your website, and also people can buy T-shirts and make donations through PayPal, I believe, through your website. This is really refreshing to hear a different approach. And Damien, thank you very much for being on the show.
No, you're welcome. I'm great to be on your show. Have a wonderful evening.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.